This audio clip is brought to you by Lickin' On Lending and the sponsors that make this show possible, ArchMI, Black Knight, and Open Mortgage. To listen to the full episode, check out lickinonlending.com.
Alan Pollack, good to have you here. What you got real quick for the tech update?
As usual, I've got a lot of content, but today I'm going to cut it short. I'll save some for next week. But a couple of interesting things going on. One, there was a press release out today about Optimal Blue. They announced that they are going to become... As they state, they're going to become the mortgage industry's system of record. And what they're saying is that they now include, with the acquisition we mentioned about 2 weeks ago of the Loan Decisions product from LoanLogix, they now have over 2,000 clients. And they said that, you know, they have also built an extensive API network. They've invested heavily in automation, and they're looking to create an entirely automated secondary marketing ecosystem for originators and investors and technology providers. And if you look back, they've acquired the Loan Decisions product, also Convergence, ResiTrader. So, you know, you can head over to HousingWire, awesome article, to read more about it. Also, Encompass made an announcement. It's actually, they made the same announcement last week, but there's two notes here. One is they've included their enhanced HELOC support. And they're saying that they also have released their Encompass Dynamic Data Management Platform and also mortgage insurance support for their TQL program. And they also launched their ISV program. So let's go through these real quick. The first one is they've enhanced how they support HELOC programs, including payments for initial and qualifying. All the different logic that's needed to support a true HELOC origination is there. They're talking about how mortgage insurance now has multiple service providers. Now they also have a new scenario-based rule engine that is designed to automate data entry across any form using during the origination process. It's called the Encompass Dynamic Data Management System. You want to head over to DS News to read more about that. But in addition, their ISV program, so a lot of folks have been talking about their API and connectivity to that ecosystem. So they've just made a big announcement that they're looking for partners to connect with them on the ISV program. It's finally available. It is through their Partner Connect API. Other interesting point in the news is a company you don't always hear about. The name is OneSpan. They're a global leader in software for trusted identities and e-signatures. They were just at last week. There was an event called the Money 2020 USA. It was in New York City. Actually, it was in Las Vegas. And they basically displayed what they have going on for advances in what they call cloud-based risk analytics and identity verification. And they're talking about how it supports e-signatures for digital account opening. What they demonstrated is how they use machine learning mixed in with customizable rules that will identify risk at critical steps real-time and will provide you back score risk levels, which is extremely important as we continue to write rules and use workflow automation for a lot of the different tasks that we have. What they're saying is that, you know, you can take an instant action with identified fraud patterns. So in other words, they're building a database using machine learning of all these different patterns, and then they fine tune it based on your loans and probably historical data as well. And what they're saying in addition to that is that they're combining digital identity verification with e-signature technology. So you can modernize the account opening process through digital channels looking for fraud. They did that with an acquisition of a company called DealFlow, which had an innovative approach to that. What I was going to spend a little bit of time, but I'm going to cut short. I'll leave you with one small fact on is the M Report had a really good article called The Millennial Mindset. And it includes probably half a dozen, if not more, companies that we deal and talk about all the time. Bank of America, Ellie Mae, Flagstar, Caliber, even eHarmony. And they talk about the mind of the millennial buyer. They talk about why it maybe is taking so much longer for millennials to make their way into our industry. But what I'll leave you with is that they say that lenders will continue to leverage traditional methods to win customers and communicate with them over the life of the mortgage. And we have to provide as an industry a holistic approach and understand the importance of the omni-channel. So I'll talk more about that next week. With that, David, good report for the week and looking forward to our hot topic.
You've just heard an audio clip from Lickin' On Lending. And here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
ArchMI is happy to be a proud sponsor of the program. Today, I'd like to let your listeners know about RateStar from Arch Mortgage Insurance. RateStar makes it easy to choose what type of mortgage insurance coverage your loan needs. Quotes are delivered in seconds and represent our most competitive ArchMI rates based on the strength and quality of the loan application. That's the power of RateStar. Getting a mortgage insurance quote has never been so powerful or so simple.
As housing prices climb, U.S. homeowners are holding more tappable equity than ever before. Effectively capturing the equity market could pose a unique challenge for lenders who may be limited by the capabilities of their current loan origination system or consumer lending platform. Lenders looking to streamline their home equity business processes can benefit from Black Knight's LoanSphere Empower loan origination system. Using this robust and intelligent technology, Empower can originate both first mortgages and home equity loans on the same system. This single configurable solution will help lenders improve margins, support regulatory requirements, and enhance customer satisfaction. To learn more about Empower, visit blackknightinc.com today.
Scott Gordon here with a bit of sales science. Are you an authority figure? Behavioral scientists have discovered that people are much more likely to follow a person who is perceived as an expert. There's an important word you may have missed, perceived. Studies have been conducted to prove it. Physical therapy patients are more likely to exercise if their therapist has their degrees or certificates displayed on their wall. People are likely to pay a stranger for access to a parking spot if the stranger is dressed in a uniform. The therapist's credentials carry an air of expertise, while the parking lot officer is more an authority than an expert. The effect is more powerful when a third person introduces the expert. Even if the third party is directly associated with the expert, it doesn't affect perception. A group of realtors found that having their receptionist list each realtor's accomplishments before transferring customers to the realtor, their business increased drastically, 20% increase in appointments, and 15% increase in signed contracts. So ask yourself, how can I structure my connections and referrals so that I'm introduced as the expert? Instead of giving your cell number to every contact, why not use your receptionist like the realtors? Let him or her introduce your expertise and authority. Or use an answering service. They can talk you up before forwarding your now impressed clients. If this sounds too good to be true, it's not. It's just the science of sales.